Good morning. It's 6:41 a.m. on Monday, July the 22nd, 2019. Faulty smoke alarm woke me up 3 o'clock. And again at 3:30. By then it was too late for me to go back to bed. I kept expecting it to go off again. So I think it's just dirty. I gotta figure out how to get the cover off. Or at least vacuum spiders out of it. Probably should replace it. It's as old as the house. Should replace it with something that's got carbon monoxide on it as well. So yeah, I'm not exactly at the top of the game here this morning. It's overcast, I think it's gonna rain. It's cool, I gotta think about that. 64. And there's an icy breeze blowing. There's a big storm front off to the northeast. It may well be inflow from that. But just in the last 20 minutes since I've been walking, it's really covered over. It's not exactly overcast yet, but probably will be before the day's out. I can still see a little bit of blue sky off to the south. It's quiet this morning. I like walking at this time. Yeah, there's the breeze. It's a little chilly. But at this point, I'm generating so much heat, I'm grateful for the chill. Weird. bubble came around this turn and passenger side door sloped open. Guy stopped. He backed up. Door closed. Wonder if it was off the latch. It just opened up when he started coming around the corner. Got a little backward to watch him going, and it closed when he stopped. It was weird. It was an odd thing to see. So I spent a little quality time yesterday with Cape Grace. I had a guy offer me Academy Tales for Pip and Ishmael last night. I doodled off some short stories. Adventures of Pip and Ishmael in the Academy. And wanted to know if I wanted to see them. And the answer was no. I just assume not see any fan fiction of my characters in my settings. I left a note on the Golden Age of Soil the Clipper Facebook group. And Nabilis, give him, bless his heart. Took a little bit of umbrage with my commentary on my opinion in the face of fan fiction. And in large part, it's because he's conflated two terms. Or he's including in fan fiction work people are doing, for example, Gaiman in the Sherlock Holmes universe, where he's not adopting an existing intellectual property in the same sense that this fellow was. I mean, Doyle is dead. Sherlock Holmes is in the public domain. Pride and Prejudice is in the public domain. Moby Dick is in the public domain. There's a lot of stuff that you could write. There are a lot of derivative works that you could come up with that would be expanding the universe, would be working in someone else's world. That would not be, in my definition, and perhaps that's the problem, perhaps my definition of fan fiction is too broad, too narrow. But I see it all the time. Where active worlds, active universes get taken over by people who want them to be, want to be other stories, new stories. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Slash fiction, which is like M/M romance set in a universe. I'm pretty sure that someone, please don't link it. Please don't tell me about it. But I'm pretty sure that someone has linked up Pip and Ishmael in a sexual romantic encounter more than once. And that's where the slash comes from, M slash M. Or F slash M. F slash F, I guess would be. Zoya and Natalia. And I'm sure they exist. In fact, I had someone send me a very impassioned plea. Very impassioned rationale for why Zoya and Natalia should be lesbians, should be lovers. It's not that I have anything against them. It's just not their story. I doubt that I will ever write a story where the main characters are not heterosexual. I won't say never. But that's not their story. And part of that is my trepidation in getting into a worldview, into a mind space that I have so little understanding of. I mean, one of the reasons I did not write a woman for a very, very, very long time was that it's not lived experience for me. Trying to make sure that I get that right. But there has to be a reason other than, oh, well, I should write a gay person, or I should write a black person, or I should write a trans person. No. So yeah, I was a little bit part of the caller last night when I was talking about fan fiction. And I still see it as training wheels. I have no problem with fan fiction that you read, you write, you read, you learn how a story works. You maybe share it with a couple of friends. But it's training wheels. I still see it as training wheels. Neil Gaiman writing Sherlock Holmes fan fiction. That's a completely different set of ideas. He doesn't need training wheels. It's not fan fiction. But maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's my definition of fan fiction. Maybe my definition of fan fiction is too narrow. No, I thought that front was moving off to the east, but we are now completely socked in. It is overcast. There's a certain moisture in the air. There's a lot of green, but there's a lot of brown. There's a lot of golden color grass heads out there. Grasses themselves. Well, this is very clearly from the southeast, according to the flag over here. It's interesting. Almost back. And here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.